Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Chidananda Parabrahma
Beloved, beautiful Babaji, I want to check in with you and ask for help and guidance to look into something. Okay, we can look into something, we can look into anything. But all I would like you to learn is that you just look into nothing, not something. Learn how to look into nothing, nothing itself. Huh? Only that will bring you peace. Otherwise, we can look into something and something and something and something, and it's unending. Huh? So this is what I'm trying all the time. So you come to that place, you can just look into emptiness itself. Hmm. In the meantime, we look into something. When I was sharing with a friend today about the situation I had created, I got very aware that this had happened several times lately. Not only several times lately, it's been happening for lifetimes. It's just that now you start getting a little more aware because I'm here to remind you. Not only me, but all these beautiful people also. And that's the only way you can start becoming a little conscious. Otherwise, you will never make it. That you can see. And it's very hard for some people to look at themselves. I do not see it when I create it. No. If you have seen it, then you wouldn't create it. Huh? Because nobody really wants to create suffering for themselves or others. So, I don't see people as good or bad. It's only unconscious people or conscious people. In your unconsciousness, you do all kinds of things because you don't see. And then you go on creating more things to look into. And that is only if you have come to a certain point. Otherwise, you never look into anything. You blame it on the outside. It happened because this or that. No, you create everything. I do not see it when I create it, but when friends give me feedback, I see clearly that I created that. And I feel it had a purpose. So this is the beautiful thing to be here, Ishani. That here you have friends that is working for me who can remind you. So, being an innocent good woman as you are, wanting to wake up, then you take it in. Some people, they don't even listen. It's very difficult for some people to take feedback. Even that when people get feedback, they think somebody is after them. No, everything that is happening here is to help you become more conscious, no? To be more happy. Everybody here who is giving you any feedback, they work for me. So, remember, when you don't take any feedback, you don't listen to me. These people, they give you feedback because they listen to me, no? Otherwise, they wouldn't give you feedback. And any other fools who try to give you feedback, don't listen. So this is very good because you do take it in, and then it is a change. And I see, I feel also it had a purpose. Yes, it has a purpose to make you more conscious. So you don't create situations. They have a saying, the Zen people, of a conscious person, of a master. He's walking through the leaves, through the grass, but he doesn't create any footprints in the grass, no. Like that. That's how gentle you should be, no? You don't create any footprints. That is the beauty of being conscious, no? I feel that when I get feedback, I look into myself and I get more humble, and it feels like the ego gets a little break. Yes, that's how it is. But the good thing here, Ashani, is that you take the feedback and you look into it, and then you get more humble in your heart. Now, as that humbleness, that insight, that looking into yourself gets stronger, then hopefully one day you don't send the ego for a little break. You send it in exile somewhere. You send it on exile to an empty island, like they did with Napoleon. That's what they did with Napoleon. They didn't want any more war in Europe. They sent him to an island. But it's very hard because he also managed to escape. So that's the same with the ego. They manage to escape. Even you are very strict sometimes. Be careful that it doesn't come back. I shared a situation with a friend at Dharma Mountain just before I came to Thailand. And she said that this happens when I am in a very vulnerable space. And I see that it feels scary to be in that vulnerable and open space. Yes, that's exactly why nobody, very few people, is in a vulnerable open space, no? It's a paradox. You are longing to be open, happy, vulnerable, because then only can you feel. Then only you are alive. A stone doesn't feel, no, but it's much more safe. Then you have your protection, then you have your habit, then you have your image. Then that is the hardness. This is protection from life, from your own heart. It only happens when I'm in a very vulnerable space. And I see that it feels scary to be in that vulnerable and open space. Yes, that's why people are not open, receptive, vulnerable, loving, happy. So if you take only that to your heart, is all the teaching you need. Is the whole teaching you need if you really would take it in. That's what I mean. The teaching is very simple, but it's very hard. Hard because you are hard. This is the paradox of being a human being. You are longing for it, but at the same time you resist it. Because it's very scary. Scary for who? Scary for the one who is closed, who is on guard, who is used to not being conscious. It's a challenge to grow. To grow means you have to break free. Free from your image over yourself. That you are stupid, unconscious, tight, scary, afraid. All that you have to go beyond.
claro.
This is what I mean by responsibility. You created yourself, but you are not aware, so you blame others. Some of us, they are not moving on at all. They are still just blaming others. Looking desperately for something on the outside to blame. This is the beautiful thing. You take it to heart. You trust. It's something in you. You trust me. You trust the people. You trust the Sangha. That is your hope. That is your transformation. Some people are not looking at themselves. They're just going deeper, protecting their own things, no? Carrying things for years. Me and my suffering, me and my emotional dramas, instead of moving on, no? I see that it feels very scary to be in that vulnerable and open space. Then the ego takes over. And then I become hard and create fuss. Yes. The heart never wants to create fuss. The heart, consciousness, wisdom, accepts. And in acceptance is freedom. When you don't understand, you don't accept, you don't go deep, you are not open, then you fight. And then is always the other. Then you're clinging to your own dramas and you want more people to get involved in your dramas. And that's how you make it more real. You are not conscious enough to look at it yourself, to dissolve it, to dissolve the problem, the habit. So, then you create it stronger. You talk about it. You want to get other people involved. And other unconscious people who is in the same wavelength that you get involved. Oh yeah, this is just how I do it also. Let's build it up. Let's make a big mountain. Instead of it can get dissolved like that. But for that, you have to look at yourself. Which is where you are now. You start looking at yourself. Things are healing. Things are dissolving. Otherwise, I heard people that say, oh, you said that years ago, 5 years ago. It hurt so much. Many times I heard people saying that this person, he said that, she said that, they had that. Oh my God, this is what you've been doing for the last 5 years? Having such an intimate time with your hurt, your feeling, your conflicts, your jealousy? You haven't even started looking who is it that gets hurt. And it can go on. Then you have also people that have to come back. You hurt me in the last life. 10 lives ago. No, I'm back. Boo! And this is how it goes. And it's no joke because you're not unconscious. Then you repeat it. You're carrying it with you. Till one day you start taking responsibility. I want to stop this. Then only growth can start happening. Then otherwise, even if you sit here, you just go in the merry-go-round. She did that to me. He did that to me. That created that. I'm so in pain. It's just pathetic. What a miserable life you're living when you could be happy. Do I need to create these situations to get more humble and to break down the ego? Yes. You need to create these situations, which you have been creating forever. It's just that now you start being aware. And luckily, in your heart, in your wisdom heart, you feel this is the right thing. People are here to support this, that I wake up. Otherwise, nobody is telling you the truth. I have a hard time telling you the truth, because you are protecting your lies. Before one stage in evolution, we are in a place that, aha, now I start understanding. Now I want to listen. And that listening means you have to go beyond your own conditioning. Even if somebody tells you a Jesus, a Buddha, you cannot go beyond it before you have understood it. It's impossible. When that shift happened, everything changed, because then it's easy, something clicks. That's why all the scripture says you have to trust the master more than you do yourself. Oh yeah, great. But that can only happen when you are at a certain place in your being. Otherwise, you are filling up the whole apartment. There's no room, even for the master. You haven't come to that understanding that you have lost yourself and the outside master is trying to get you back to yourself. He's working for you. But you are so ignorant and so stubborn and so hard in your suffering and protections of your lies and your hurts, that is very difficult. It's a paradox. Because in another way, it's not difficult at all. It's just like a curtain, no? If the curtain is there, you cannot see in. Especially now, they have this blackout, no? In the good hotels, they have black light. You come jet lag and you don't know, because you can sleep till 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you need it. Luckily, you have the blackout. And that is how your mind is, your conditioning in. It's a blackout. You cannot see the sun. It's a new day. It's springtime. The whole valley is full of flowers, but you have the curtain in front of you. So it's very easy, it's just a curtain, but that doesn't help if you are inside sleeping. It's not the China wall, it's just the curtain. And then some lucky situations in your life or some shocks. Then the curtain goes up, whoa! Then you feel so happy and so cozy, so vulnerable, so alive. You forget yourself in that split second, because you see all that wonder, the whole valley full of flowers and the birds are singing. And you thought you were in a dark room. That was your reality just the second before. You were just alone in a dark room. Then you see, oh my God, and you know I can go out. Then you're very happy. Then suddenly, curtain closed again. But I have so many problems. I am me. And I'm angry at many people. Or myself. Do I need to create this situation to get more humble and to break down the ego? Yes. Is this, it's not that you need, but those situations, they will be created. You will create them in a way, because they get created when you are not conscious. Your unconsciousness is functioning through you, then unconscious things happen. And then you wonder, how did that happen? And luckily here, people can give you hints, they can give you feedback. Otherwise, they don't give you feedback. And if it's people close to you, then they will judge you instead. Oh, that person is such an asshole, she did that. Instead of talking. It's very difficult to communicate the truth. So then you're playing that, you're covering over it. And that's how normally friends are. They're making the situation bigger in the lives now, because they don't want to break down. When you really are finished with the trips and created this situation, and when you are more humble, more truthful, then you don't listen, you know. Because you are out of it. But that doesn't mean that other people have stopped creating situations also for themselves and for others. It only means that you are free. You are outside. So that's why I'm saying you have to be responsible for yourself. You can only make yourself free. Not anybody else. I would love to learn a new way and to find courage to be in this vulnerable and open space. Because it's so soft and beautiful. Yes. That is how God tempted you. That's how God tempted you to become more conscious. It's so soft and so beautiful. And it's always available. But normally we are so busy doing all the things, running around. That's what I'm doing here, so I'm trying to stop you so you can just feel this soft and vulnerable space. Just take a minute, take some days, take some weeks to sink in. But it's not so easy. So it's a two-way thing. No, I take you on an adventure. Oh, a new place, new Thailand. Oh, we have to go around and explore. Oh, we want to meditate. We want to go there. Oh, no, we have to go on the motorbike there. Oh, we have to go and shop. Oh, we have to ride the elephant. We have to do the zip line. We have to look at the people. We have to go to the temple. Oh, I have to go everywhere except to your own temple. This is the dilemma. But hopefully now you have done it and you hurt yourself and somebody has been outside the road and maybe somebody has been trampled on by the elephant. I don't know. But things need to happen before you come back again. So that is also part of the thing. Are creating things, then you do it, and then hopefully you get tired. And no, I just want to be soft and humble, no? That is a good day. I tell you, better than any elephant ride. You don't miss anything. Because it's so soft and beautiful. So soft and beautiful, I like that. Because you are soft and beautiful. Just be conscious also. But because you are, people are very insensitive, so they need shocks. Only then they wake up. They need situations. So in that way you need to create situations so you get a little shock. Or maybe a little feedback. And when I write this, I feel it is happening, and I feel something new happening inside me. Yes. When you get rid of the old, then something new is waiting to come forth. Something inside you is ready to grow, to flower. But you have to be open for it to happen. It cannot happen if it's rocks on it. It's impossible. You have to remove the rocks so it can come. No? That is what we are doing here. We are removing things so things can flower. It's ready. You don't need to do anything. It's just that we have been so busy with something. I feel less resistance to what is coming up, and I feel I embrace myself more than ever. Yes. Do that more and more. And it goes together, because the more you embrace yourself, the less resistance. And the less resistance, the more you embrace yourself, the more you come back. And people, they cannot stop their resistance. You cannot do it. It's an understanding. It's your own wisdom that is coming forth. It's not something you can learn. It happens. And here, I create so many things so that can happen. It's beyond any teaching. You have to have a situation so you can see it. And it's so lovely. I have been waiting for this to happen, to be more nice and loving to myself. It seems that it takes time from the first seeing what I do to myself until change happens. Yes, because you have been focused on the outside. You haven't taken time to come back to yourself. So that is the first. And it takes time, because you cannot be spontaneous in the moment. No, you have to. First, you don't see anything. You don't see what you are creating yourself. Then slowly, slowly, the resistance goes, understanding goes deeper. You start feeling, and I want more. I'm longing for this because it's so soft and beautiful. Huh? It's so soft and beautiful, and I feel so good. Then you want more. That is how I tempt you, no? Then you want more, because it's better than anything. Any of your private dreams, desires, expectations, all these things is nothing compared to reality, no? It's too good. So then, when it happens, it takes time to see what I do to myself until change happens, because it needs an integration, no? This is the integration that is happening. You start seeing it. You come into a balance. And when you first see something, then it's very difficult to do it again. Because that goes through your own intelligence. When you don't have that intelligence, of course you can do many things. But when you first understand, then it's almost impossible, because you cannot go beyond your own understanding. Then you're really stupid. And understanding comes only when you are wise. Understanding doesn't come to stupid people. It's so beautiful to be with you. You make me happy. It's so beautiful to be with you also, especially when you are soft and beautiful. Then you make me happy also, because you are happy. I like that, happy people. All these sufferers and dramas and I'm sorry for all this fuss. Who cares? This belongs to the past. And I'm open to learn in a new and soft way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so lucky and grateful. Much love, Aishani. Good. I'm also happy now because now we can communicate, no? When you are beautiful, then it's very beautiful to be with me, and it's very beautiful to be with you. It's no problem. When people are beautiful, when they're happy, then they are sharing their beauty, their peace, their love, their happiness. Otherwise, you can just share your suffering, no? Your projections. That's what people are very good at, and then they make it more, no? Beloved Swaha, coming back to the retreat was like a sudden pulling back into myself, and it felt good. My heart was waking up and pumping like crazy. At the same time, it almost felt too much. Yes, Samara, life feels too much. That's why hardly anybody lives. Life is intense. I'm sorry, but I'm here for you to wake up and be aware that I'm alive. But it's scary. That's how it is. This is what these retreats are for. No? That's what satsang is for, is to pull you back into yourself, into your heart, into life, to become alive, no? No, already, you're a young man, you have been out, you already know how it is. You see the difference, how it is to be alive or how it is to be frozen. That is how the masses function. They move around, they work, they study, they have marriages, they have a relationship, they have children, but they are frozen. The hearts are hardly beating. They need to get pulled back. But only lucky people end up in satsang. So don't miss the opportunity. It's almost felt too much, like a rainbow of emotions are waking up inside me, and I don't know how to control them. How can you control the rainbow? That is one of your dilemmas, your so-called problems. People want to control life, the rainbow. Rainbows are not to control. They are not there to be controlled. They are there to be amazed. Look at that. Just look at that rainbow. That's what rainbows are for. Rainbows are there so you get overwhelmed. Look at that beauty. How is that possible? You are not there to control the rainbow, no? Then it's disappearing. Oh, so sad. Oh, how can you do that to me? You were there just a moment ago. And now you left just in front of my eyes. But this is how it is, Samara, you know. And you are so serious from before that I cannot allow myself to be too serious with you, because that is your problem. So that's why I'm joking with you. But it is very serious things. It's life and death. Hmm? Don't know how to control them. Everybody wants to control. But out of controlness, there cannot be any magic. Hmm? Alice in Wonderland, no? It was boring as long as she was there. When she fell down the hole, then the fun starts. Huh? Out of control. Out of control, I tell you. But everybody wants to control. They never fall down the magic hole. Only Alice in Wonderland. Just a few. Just one in a million. Hmm? And even if they fall down, they crawl up as quick as possible. Because it's so unknown. Huh? Only a few crazy ones is like, ooh, let's go deeper into this. And that's the people I'm looking for. I don't know how to control them. Like splash paint, I'm trying to collect back to its place. It's hopeless. Just give up. Struggling, my stomach tightens up and I can't fully relax and breathe. Yes, don't struggle. Relax. The stomach relax. No problem. It's because of our struggling. It's because of our control. It's because trying to collect back the past. All this is why we get tense. Hmm? Just give up. That is what surrender is. And I feel a strong longing. Good. That's why we need pain, suffering, because then maybe the longing for peace, for freedom, no? This is the situation. You need some shock to wake up, to come back. I feel a strong longing for what I'm not sure. It comes in many shapes and forms, like a girl or a stable home, etc. It comes in millions of different things, but it's just the mind desperately to look for something. And when you're out of the mind, everything falls into place. There's nothing to look for. That is the difference of being in the mind and being in your heart, in your being. Then already in your being you are content. There is nothing to look for. Already you are king. What does a king need? Being a beggar, you want everything. And that's how much people, how most of people live, just like beggars. That is what it is, coming back into yourself. But this has to be seen, and not only seen, but felt and experienced, most probably many, many, many times. I believe that in reality the longing is really for coming back to myself, yes. And that it comes a moment when I'm feeling lonely and vulnerable, because then my heart is awake. Not lonely, alone. It is so beautiful to be at your feet again and with the people from the Sangha. With much love and gratitude, Samara. Yes. I know that, Samara, and I didn't answer this letter which you wrote some days ago, because I knew all this is new for you. Give it some days, I know it's gone some days, you wrote me again. This is what people go through all the time, and it comes and it goes, and you lose it, you go out, you come back to yourself. And it's no easy way, you have to see it. That is what everybody, if you can understand and accept that, that the real longing is for coming back to yourself, then you have the right focus, no? Otherwise you can get lost in so many things. Things that will make you happy, no? Beloved Swaha, I write to you again, and I feel I didn't express myself fully and honestly in my last letter, both fearing what you might read out loud and not being honest with myself. Yes. It's the same thing. No, you want to be honest with yourself because you have gone deeper. Something has settled. You're coming closer again to yourself. Then you want to be honest, you want to stand up for yourself. Then you're also ready to hear what Babaji is saying, because he is only honest with you. He is honest. But people who live in lies, they cannot take that being so honest. They want to protect themselves. The truth is that I feel rejected and heartbroken. Great. Nothing wrong with that. It's part of life. And you have to feel everything. That is what life is. And you are young, you have to feel everything. You have to feel the pain, the suffering, you have to feel the ups, you have to feel the down, you have to feel the happiness. You have to feel the bliss, you have to feel the sadness. The sadness gives you a depth. Sadness gives you a depth no happiness can give you. I want you to be deep, no? The sadness, the pain give you a depth. Out of understanding. The happiness gives you a height. The both is needed, no? Both is needed. So welcome it. Truth is, I feel rejected and heartbroken. No. The heart can never be broken. My own experience. Your idea can be broken, and they are there to be broken. Heart cannot be broken. Only other things can be broken. Even your ideas of what a heart is, what love is. Love is not anything to possess, no, you cannot possess it. You have to absorb it. And in being absorbed in love in self, it gives you freedom. ordinary for ego people, which is normally in this world, love means possession. Then there is suffering. That's the lowest you can take. Then from the heart, if you are in the heart, love from the heart, real love, which is the only love, then it gives freedom. Then love and freedom together, then you fly, no? But many people, this is how they, when you are too serious with yourself, then you have hardship, you get rejected or something, you get hurt, then you can shut down. No? But remember, when you shut down, then you shut down for everything. Your door is closed. Nothing can go out, nothing can come in. So then, you don't need to get hurt because the door is shut. But also, nothing can come in. No healing can come in either. So the only way is to open up. I have experienced the same thing several times recently and maybe not faced it properly. But now, being in this retreat, it is overpowering me. It feels more, I feel it is more the rejection in itself that hurts, not feeling good enough. My mind loves feeding on this. Yes, the mind loves it. That's why Babaji say, don't get involved with the mind. Hello? Don't get involved with the mind. And then? Then any problem? Problem, all problem is getting involved with the mind. So easy, but very, very hard. Because you are so intimate with your mind.
My mind. Oh, my mind. I'm so in love with my emotional mind. My mind, my heart, my emotions. You hurt me.
So this is how it goes somewhere for everybody, you know. You have to be in a place where the light comes in. Then everything changes. Nothing wrong with you, it's part of life. Get it in the right perspective. That's another thing. Nobody talks the truth, so then you take it very serious. It's my problem. I feel the hurt. I am rejected. No, it's not you that is. It's the mind itself. In reality, it has nothing to do with you, but you take your mind so seriously that I shut down now for the rest of my life. Which many people do. And that understanding, if you take it to heart, will transform you. But that means change. That means growth. That means challenge. But no, being in a retreat, it is overpouring me. Yes, because now you cannot escape. You are here to look at yourself. A great thing is that I have been able to cry a lot. That is very good. And when it opens up, I notice there is much more where it comes from. And I am much more grateful for spontaneous moments of joy and other people's love and kindness. Yes. So, isn't that a great gift that came out of that? That is just a little hurt and rejection and all this beauty and beautiful tears and the spontaneity. which maybe you will never have. Even if you married your dream woman, maybe your whole life you will never be spontaneous and happy or touch that space where you could cry. Look now. Change everything. That's what I like. Just change it. Be positive. Thank you. I learn from it. Okay. Now you are here, you learn from it. You grow, you go deeper. Ordinary people, they don't. They get hurt in the rejection, in the image, in the mind, in the emotional body. Then it goes on and on and on and on and on. Then you can never be spontaneous, you can never feel any joy, and not even other people's love and kindness. This you come only from your own experience, that no, your defenses is down. And defenses only go down when you start breaking down your image. Normally people are clinging to the hurt for their to their desires, for their ideas. They value them because they make them you. So they cannot be spontaneous. You have to come to a place where things break down. Your defenses break down. Your understanding can come forth. You are very lucky. You can hear this early in your life, and now it seems like you needed this because now you can listen more clear to me, no? Now you start understanding. Many people understand. Every satsang people start understanding. No? You need shocks. You open. Then you become spontaneous. You can relate to it yourself from your own experience. It's life. As I mentioned in my last letter, I have felt very tight in my solar plexus. I believe this tells me to focus on my centering, becoming more centered in myself and closer to you. Then the rest can be just like a breeze. Yeah, let's see. Don't focus on any solar plexus or anything. Just relax your body in the breathing. That's where we are now in this retreat. Just let everything relax. If you had dynamic, you could scream, no? Because that is very good, no? But you are not allowed to do that now. You're in Thailand. You have to behave. Then the other way is go deeper, no? Which is the next step anyway. Just allow yourself, be centered in yourself, let everything relax and be with your heart, be with your breathing and let go. And whatever thoughts, whatever emotion, whatever feeling, whatever images from the past or the future comes on, just like clouds. Don't hold on to them. That is what meditation is. Slowly, slowly, you will learn this click that you are not your thoughts. That is a revelation. Then any thought, any feeling, any emotion can come, but it doesn't disturb you. Does a cloud disturb you if you go drift over the sky? At the most you say, oh, that's a heavy thunder cloud. Yes, it is a heavy thunder cloud. Maybe even it will rain on me, so what? but it's there. It's not here. That is meditation. You get disidentified with your thoughts, with your mind. Then, not being identified with your thoughts, that means your pain, your rejection, whatever it is, your hurt, then you relax in yourself. Then, coming closer to me, then relaxing in yourself, I can tell you, everything becomes a breeze. That's the good news. Whole life can become a breeze. A breeze through my hair. Like that. But this, you are just starting. This is new. You are young. But you are lucky. Something happened that it goes in. No, it's all up to you. Maybe this is what was needed for you to come closer, to be more real. Already, as I'm writing this, it feels like the problems are disappearing. There are no problems, only tears. The mind is making up problems while the heart only speaks in tears. Yes. That is the language of the heart, no? And these tears is not of any sadness, it's just the tears of relief. You have many different kinds of tears. Normally this world only knows tears when people are suffering their own mind. But you have tears of bliss. It's too much. You have tears of relief that, I start understanding. You have tears that, how beautiful, I'm getting soft. It's so many tears, no? But one thing is true, that tears, they belong from the heart, no? It goes deeper than the mind. Because tears shows that you are not in control. So they cannot come from the mind. The mind always wants to be in control. It's heart. I am eternally grateful for having such a wise and loving Babaji to share with, and for being in this retreat where I can clean out. I love you so much. Yes. I'm also happy that you realize what is available. Clean out. the suffering, all the pain, all your problems comes from your lies, clinging to the lies and untruths. So when you start learning and embracing the truth, everything changes. That's why it's very hard if you cling. If you understand, it can be very easy. Truth liberates. But are you ready to be liberated? Are you ready to be happy?
Thank you.
Beloveds, well, I'm tremendously happy to have met you. I'm very grateful that I'm welcome to stay around you. Himani, you're a pretty wild woman, huh? Then you belong here, then. It got very clear to me this summer in Norway that the only thing I want is to follow you. Fortunately, I can too. There is nothing but my suspicious split mind that could stop me. And of course, it tries its best. Will not listen to it now either, only share a dream I had the night after the first satsang here in Thailand. Yeah, don't get involved with the mind. Don't let it get you involved. You have tasted something better than the mind, no? So that is the whole practice, the whole sadhana. Whatever the mind comes up with, remember. No, I have done a choice now. I have felt something. I know. You have to be strong in yourself. The mind has an old habit. It always gets you involved, no? In this dream, I was running to catch a boat. I missed it. When it was only about 50 meters from the dock, got devastated and also very jealous of my two friends who ran before me and made it to the boat. Yes. That's a drag because you are a pretty fit woman. Anybody could run better, that is terrible. Puzzled over why they did not just tell the boat driver that I was running also behind. For a while I was running up and down the dock to find another boat. Yeah? Just like a dog, no? Like, woo, 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 woo. But no luck. I sat down, gave up, and fell asleep. That's the good thing, it's just like dynamic. Push it, push it, push it, run, 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 scream, 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 then stop, lay down, sleep. Ah. It's a marvelous technique. exhaust yourself first. Exhaust yourself first, then only then you can relax. When you get the knack of it, then you can relax anytime, even without running up and down. You just relax. Then another problem comes that I remember that time. No, it's a problem even to move. Because so good, you've been running so long, just to relax. And then suddenly, relax, relax, all the time relax. Then it's no point to do anything. Then another challenge. You have to train yourself. I have to train myself. I have to go for a walk. I have to do like that. Always something. When I woke up, I was on a boat crossing the river that did not look like the one I thought it was. And it was quite empty. My two friends were not there, just some teenagers playing cards. But I felt very relaxed and content, like knowing that you sent me this boat and I really trust you. I was pretty sure that this was the right boat. Then I had a kind of insight that I been on the right boat all the time, the one you sent me. It was just in my mind that I've been running up and down the dock, also running so fast, too long, just to catch the wrong boat. That's exactly how it is, Himani. We are using so much energy running here and there, and all you can catch is the wrong boat. The real boat, the right boat, you can only get when you relax. Because it's already there. It's a great insight. You can only do the wrong. When you relax, when you fall asleep, it means when you go beyond yourself. That's why sleep is so beautifully. It's absolutely needed, the sleep, no? Because in sleep you're not identified with your ego. Then you can rest. That's why sleep is so beautiful. So everybody needs the sleep, otherwise you go crazy. Can you imagine listening to your mind all the time? But in deep sleep, everything stops, no? Then you have dream also, of course, but beyond the dream is dreamless sleep. Then is peace, and is always there. Deeper than the conscious mind, deeper than the unconscious mind, then in your center. Quiet. That is the right boat. Anyway, I now feel that I'm in your boat and that I will cross the river. How, I don't know, but I trust you know. A moi? You don't even think, Himani. That's the best thing. Don't even think about that. If you have a feeling that you are on a boat that you wanted to come, that you've been running up and down, you were so upset you didn't get it, then you find yourself on that boat. This is the right boat you feel in your being. Don't think. The mind still comes. I hope it takes me. No, you are here now. And who knows? To be open means maybe we never reach any shore, we are just sailing. That is trust. It's an ongoing way. There's no destination. It's the journey. It's a far-out journey. We are on the boat. Let's go. Who cares? It's no stopping. Thailand is not the place I would choose to travel to as my biggest passion after you, that is the snow. But I really wanted to come to this retreat and get closer to you. Great, that's, I get people to do all the time what they really don't want to do. Which is to look at yourself. Of course, I can create many nice things like most people they enjoy, you also enjoy, everybody enjoy. But you are a snow queen, so you like skiing. But that is good. You have to have both, no? Because then it will be even nicer when you go back to the snow, no? You have to have both, huh? Can you imagine? Away from all this terrible heat and sweating, and just, whoa, nice and cold, like that, huh? That is going to be something. Who cares what we do, no? I never, personally, never been much into the cold. I don't know why I got born up there in the North Pole. Well, I know in a way because it's a very good passport to travel around the world. But when it's warmer, then it's like, it's so easy to just go. You just go. You don't even need flip-flops. You just go out. And when it's very cold, then sometimes I just give up because it takes half an hour just to get dressed. Why go out at all? You just, okay. Just dance instead. Then I could just dance in my undies instead of. But then, of course, when you at last make it, then drive an hour to the, 2 hours to the ski slope, then it's great, but a lot of effort. And so cold. But we know Himani likes it. What? No, no, it's what, when you love something, it's no effort. It's like that, no? It's no effort, that's true. No, I'm just joking. I don't have any effort either. Even to put on my boots, it's no effort. It's whatever it is. I'm new around you and I want to stay. I want to stay new and it's so great. And I have no doubt you will keep on surprising me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lots of love, yours forever. Himani. P.S. in my past life, that means before you were sannyasin, no? I specialized in finding odd locations for events. I think I know a few in the Italian Alps that could work for satsangs. I will check with the Italian post to and the mafia in your sangha. Yes. You can check, but
it's very cold.
It's bad enough to get all these people here on, you know, even I get worried when I think about all of you driving around on scooters here, you know, it's like, even Siddhartha goes out, and then next thing, Somali, of course Somali will go, but it's like all the time holding my breath, Somali on the bike. You know, Mangala also start driving. It's like, where will this end, you know? But this is also the beauty, because I want people to do new things, you know. It's like, oh yeah, and the outer and the inner, but in the physical realm, you know, then things can happen, so be careful, no? Then can you imagine having this gang down the slopes in the Alps? That has to be only for the chosen few. Only by special invitation. But we will get Jaimati down those slopes, and Naruni and many others, and that's going to be a nice show to, for Dasi to film. Mukunda. Do you go skiing in the Alps? You don't ski? No. Too old, no? Too old or too cold? Too cold and old. No, terrible da. Moito, moito, reo da. In the montañas. Oh, very bad. Even the pasta is cold. It's good you don't ski so much, because we know how these Italians are. Even Werner, when she's ice skating, you know what happened. So don't go into the skiing, then it will be terrible. Dear beloved, thank you so much for everything. I feel so blessed you always take me to beautiful places. There is so much beauty in this world. It is so much beauty, and there is so much bad things also, is both. And it just depends what kind of eyes you have, no? When you have beauty, then everything becomes beautiful. And then beauty attracts beauty, huh? And I take you only to beautiful places, no? But beautiful places outside and inside, no? It should be like that. Why hold back? Let the beauty outside support the beauty inside, no? When I came back from Norway, I said to Amrit, I want for us to create a world full of love, light, and flowers, just like Baba's. And he said, let's do it. And we had this amazing time enjoying, being grateful and present. But there were some days that I just felt like I was running out of light and flowers. The flowers was dead, and the love was hidden. When I felt that way, most of the time I just sat and I prayed. And lucky for me, you were there. So consciousness came back soon. I felt so happy that I could take your hand and go back to the true, to love. The true, the love, the master, I'm always there, no? So this is the key. To come back, you have to have some way to reconnect. And it's very important that you take that time every day to reconnect with that Santa in yourself, that peace, that love, that light. That's how you get used to it. That's how you get settled in it. You have to nurture what you love, no? So whatever comes up, when you feel that you are lost, when the flowers are getting dead, come back again then, no? Don't let it go too long. It should be part of your daily thing. Whatever helps you. Feeling in silence in your heart, a picture, dancing, humming, whatever it is, going for a walk, whatever it is that can bring you back. Beloved, I feel many times like I'm a little girl who doesn't understand anything of the world, but I have always felt the deep love and gratitude to the Divine. To understand this world, forget about it. Forget all about it. This whole world is mad. It's like a big madhouse. You want to understand the madhouse? Just enjoy it, no? What is important is this deep love and gratitude to the Divine. That is what is important. And the magic is, the more you get connected to the love and gratitude to the Divine, the more divine the world gets also. I wish I could always live in devotion. You can. But sometimes I get very sad, and the only thing I realize is that I don't know anything. But for this, you don't need to know anything. You don't need to know anything. How can you know the Divine? You can just be it, no? The good news, you don't need to know anything. Because only when the mind is silent, quiet, then you feel the Divine. And what happens when you feel the Divine, when you feel love, when you feel God? You are fulfilled, you are happy. And somebody who is happy, why should he know anything? I don't know, I realize that I don't know anything, and with all my heart I want to get rid of the pain in this life, but I don't really have an idea of how to start doing it. So yesterday in the morning meditation I asked you, dear Babaji, how can I become one with existence? How can I print that into my being? Because I understand it, but I haven't been able to feel it. Just a few glimpses. How can I print it into my cells? And what came to me was that I needed to fill my entire self with light so I could finally recognize me, the self. And when I could see it, then the being would just disappear and I just keep living, but in the magnificence of the One. No, not the being. You are the being. The ego will disappear. The ego will disappear, but the being would be there. So this is the thing, just a little change. So at that moment, I was like, wow, that's how it is. And it's totally made sense to me, and I also felt I needed to meditate deeper so I could fill my cells with light. Yes. You need to meditate deeper, but the light is already there. You don't need to do anything to fill yourself with light. The light is there. It's just to go deeper. That's what meditation is for, to go deeper. It's not like you do anything. Meditation coming back to yourself is stopping of all doing. And that's why it's so difficult. It's so difficult for this person in the human body who is trained always to do something. And in the inner world, you don't need to do anything. You just need to go deeper. Deeper than this doer who wants to do something. Even to fill yourself with light. No, you don't need to. Forget the doer and be. In satsang, you said that doubt is hard to get rid of, and I believe it. So please, beloved, can you teach me how to finish with pain in my life? No. Come here then. From the bottom of my soul, I want to melt into love. I just want to go back to the purity of my heart and to live lovingly, respecting and accepting everything in existence. What is the pain in your life? What pain?
I can't remember now.
No, you cannot remember. Any pain must be something you got identified out there. But what about the divine self? Deeper than that person who think it has pain. You are something deeper than that, no? Not that person who thinks he doesn't understand anything about the world. He's so stupid and I don't understand and not like that. But it's something deeper, the divine, that you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything for that divineness to be there. It came with you, no? So, if you go there, beyond your mind, beyond any pain, because pain can only be in your physical body or in your mind, no? The divine doesn't have any pain. And you are connected with the divine, no? You said, no? Close your eyes and connect with that. And just feel that with your whole being, with your mind, that I want to melt into this love, into this peace. And if that is all you want, then it's very easy. And what is that love, what is that peace, what is that telling you then? Does it tell you anything? Everything is fine, yeah. Can you believe that? Everything is fine, yeah. Then there's no pain then. So stay in that. That is the whole message. Stay in that. Everything is fine. You are there. And what was needed? Did you need to meditate deeper to find the light? No. You just go there, no? So easy, no?
Yeah.
And it's always there. You just have to believe that, trust that. Then you have to go there. Whenever there is any problem, you got involved in something, come back to that. And how you can practice, you asked, can you teach me how to finish with the pain? Yes, I know I taught you how to finish. Just go there. No, functioning from that love, from that understanding, that is the service, that this is the service to the divine, to the master. That's how a real disciple, a devotee should be. you make the world more beautiful. You remind people, there's no problem, there's no pain, just come back. Yes.
Thank you.
You just feel that, no? And you feel that, no, I hold it like that. Whenever you have a problem, you put it on your heart or you put it on your third eye like that. Yes. Then you remember. No? There is no problem. No? Ordinary people, we have so many wishes and desires, no? But if you only have one wish, the real wish is very easy. Hmm? Okay.
Gracias.
Gracias. That's what I want to teach you, know how easy it is, but then you have to want that. But you have so many desires, so many longings, so many wants, so many cravings, so many dreams, then you will never come to that. If you only have that desire, it's very easy. That is what is important. You say, from the bottom of my soul, I just want to melt into love. I just want to go back to the purity of my heart and live lovingly, respecting and accepting everything in existence. That is the whole menu. Just don't get entangled in anything else. Live out of that love, that purity, no? Except you are here for that. Then you will, love itself will protect you. And how you do that? You love yourself. You love yourself, you remember yourself, that you are divine. You can do it. And then out of that you will love people. And you love people, then you share love. Then the world becomes more loving, no? Because they see one more flower in the world. You can be loving. It's so many bad people, no? So many confused people, no? That's what they need to see. Love. To get reminded. Just like I remind you, no? With all my humbleness, love and gratitude. At your feet, Tara. P.S. If you ever feel like it, I would like to invite you and also the Sangha to Mexico. Oh my God, now you go. There is a lake and a quartz mountain that I love, and I feel you are going to love it too. Most probably I will love it too, because most of the time I end up places that I love. If I first go places, then I love it. And we have a lot of mangoes. Then, then it will be like home. No, you caught me now. May everybody eat mangoes and feel at home. In Brazil, in Mexico, in Thailand, and even in Norway, we can eat mangoes. Everything is possible, that's for sure, around here. See, talking about mangoes then. What more do we need, no? Love and mangoes, huh? What more? That's what I'm asking, what more? Anybody need more than that, then hello. Then once in a while, a little skiing and a little quartz mountain. The biggest crystals in the world are found in Mexico. Oh. Some of the crystals were big like this room. Huh? Big crystals like this room. Huh. So if anybody hasn't managed to go in then, let me sit on top there. And if you still have problem, inside and outside. Ha! If you don't get it this way, you get it that way. What to do? It could be easy, but no. Okay, here you go. Please, let's do it the easy way. Arion. Ah, yeah.